A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Yevamos Tzadi Gimel, Yevamos 93a, pagination is 185. We're dealing with the case of Makne Dovor She'eno Ba'olam, being Makne, doing an act of acquisition on something that is not yet here. And this comes up in many cases. For example, if a person were to say to a woman who has not actually obtained her divorce yet, but she's on her way, and he would say, here's a ring for Kiddushin, and I want it to take effect after you get your divorce. I understand I can't be Mekadosh you yet, because you're not divorced, you're still a married woman, but I want to give you the ring now already. I want it that it should take effect when you're available. Could a person make such kinyanim? Can you do such an act effective in the future if right now it simply cannot happen? We understand that if the act could have been done now, there is such a thing as making a kinyan now to be chal later. But if it's totally unavailable now, the item is not available, the person is not available, could you make a kinyan now, which will be effective later? Now, just logically, there are three different dimensions to the problem over here. Number one is, how do you make a kinyan on something that's not here, that doesn't exist right now? It's simply not available. Whether it's fruit that has not yet grown, or a person who's not yet in the situation, not unmarried yet, etc. The item that you want to acquire is simply not available. Number two, if the owner doesn't own it, how can they gift it to you or sell it to you? It's a problem in the ownership. And thirdly, it could be it's a problem in the recipient, that he's not so mechdaito, he is not able to acquire something that's in the abstract. So again, it could be the item, it could be the current owner, because he's not a current owner, or it could be the recipient, because he can't focus his acquisition energy, if you will, on something that doesn't exist, that's only conceptual. And obviously, there will be perhaps exceptions. In other words, if everybody does this, so then there's no longer the problem of it being abstract. But it may still be a technical problem that you can't sell something you don't own or that's not available. So this is the general concept, the sugya of davar shelo ba'olam or davar she'eino ba'olam. Starting in the Gemara about 12 or 14 lines down, Amar Rav Huna said, I'm sorry, a line before, De Itmar we learned, Hamocha Perus Deka Lachaveru, a person is selling the fruit of a tree to his friend, but the fruit does not yet exist. It has existed in past years. This tree has generated fruit. We're not selling the past fruit. We're selling the coming season's fruit, which has not yet grown. Amar Rav Huna said, Ad shelo bo le'olam, until it comes into the world, yachal lachzor bo, he can still go back on the deal, refund the money, undo the deal, because it has not yet taken effect. And that's going to be phase one, where you're doing a kinyan, but the item doesn't exist, so it won't take effect. However, Rav Huna holds, Mishabo le'olam, once the item exists, ein yachal lachzor bo, then you're not allowed to go back, even though the kinyan was made at a time when it didn't exist. But once it comes into existence, that kinyan of the previous phase, when it didn't exist, will suddenly take effect now that there's something for it to take effect on. The Rama in Choshen Mishpat Reish Tes Dalid says that the fruit doesn't have to be physically fruit in the world. Once Mishechantu Ba'ilon, it blossomed on the tree, there's already something that will become the fruit, and that's sufficient for it to take effect, according to the opinions who say, Makna Adam Dover Shlo Baal Le'olam, that you're able to acquire something that is not yet here. And that's the first opinion, which is not how we paskin. Rav Nachman Amar Af Mishabo Le'olam Yachal Lachzabo. Rav Nachman holds, even after it comes into the world, you can still go back on the deal, because a kinyan that's made at a time when the item was not available to be acquired is not a valid kinyan. Amar Rav Nachman says, Modina, I agree, I admit, De'ishamit ve'achil l'mafkinan mineh. If after the fruit comes in the world, the buyer starts eating it and the seller doesn't say anything, so then what he took already, we leave with him, because that's considered an act of mechila, even though theoretically he could have gone back on the deal, but he didn't. And therefore, to the extent that the deal is carried through, we let it stand. But if he goes back on the deal, he could, because really there was no kinyan, because the kinyan that was made before the item was available to be acquired. So again, we have a machlokas here. We paskin that you can't make a kinyan on an item that is not yet in the world. The Gemara continues and tells us there's another opinion that another case where we can see these two opinions develop. Amar Rav, Ha'omer l'chaveiro, a person says to his friend, Sodezu sha'ani lokeach, this field that I am acquiring, l'che she'ekcheno kenuya lach me'achshov, when I will buy it, it should be sold to you. So he wants to act as a middleman. He's the one who goes to the auction, he's the one who travels to find a good parcel of land, and he tells the potential buyer, when I buy it, let's make a kinyan, and it'll go straight to you. So the opinion brought here in this Gemara is kana, that is a good kinyan, because it's following the opinion of Davar Shelo Be'olam, you're allowed to make a kinyan on, even though right now it's not available. We, however, paskin that it's not a good kinyan, and that's how it's brought in Shulchan Aruch Choshen Mishpat, Resh Yud Aleph Sif Aleph, that if a person says, Sada Zu Lichesha Ekchena Knu Yalach, this field, when I will acquire it, Lo Omar Klum, it's not valid. Another similar case, a bit intriguing, perhaps the best word is provocative, but the expression is Licha she'ekad shena agar shena. When I will marry her, I will divorce her. He's already writing the get and appointing the messengers before he's even done the kiddushin. And because it's not his wife, that's not available to him now. You can't divorce someone who's not your wife. And this is another example of the sugya of Davar Shelo Be'ol La'olam, something that's not in the world. Would you be able to effectively make an act of acquisition on it? This is obviously very, very practical in the purchase of futures and things like that. And obviously, in practical halacha, we have different tools and techniques in order to put such things into effect. But it's important that on basic kinyanim level, we should realize that if you're buying something that doesn't exist right now, either we have to figure out what does exist right now and what is available, the fields available, the trees available, are you buying a shear within that? Or if you're acquiring something that's totally abstract, then we have to figure out by virtue of what mechanism is the kinyan going to take effect. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.